What is up and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Jared Gordon, and today I want to go over how much value handcuffs are going to have this year and which ones are the most valuable. You know, some might automatically assume Madison and Pollard right off the back. However, even though they are still up there, they aren't necessarily the best. So let's go over why handcuffs are more valuable than ever this year. For one, as always, you know, if a player gets injured, especially one that's in a prominent role, having the backup is always nice to have and will generally be able to produce on a decent level. But now, due to COVID-19, this makes everyone susceptible to getting even taken out for a few weeks regardless of how healthy a player is. Players we assume are hardly at a risk of injury, and we spend super high picks on them, such as, you know, CMC, Zeke, even guys like, you know, Joe Mixon and Derrick Henry, who, you know, pretty much, you know, what am I kidding? You know, every player, I don't even have to name off all these guys, you know, because everyone is at risk. So, in that case, who has the most value as a handcuff this year? Let's take a look, shall we? You know, some things that I wanted to look at first was the role that would be taken over as a, is it a good prominent role? And that the backup would be getting a ton of volume. And would they be able to produce top 24 numbers given the opportunity? Guys like, you know, Tony Pollard and Alexander Mattison, of course, pop up into our heads. But also guys like, you know, Marlon Mack and Latavius Murray, where the situations they're in, you know, if Alvin Kamara or if Jonathan Taylor are out a few weeks due to having COVID, these guys are going to be feasting, and, you know, for a lot cheaper than, you know, we would have to normally be paying up for. The only problem here is once they are cleared, you know, the original starters, all they do is go right back to being a backup and being a nobody. So I want to give you even cheaper and deeper guys to look at that I believe have the most value and can actually take on the starting jobs and take it away from those original starters once proven that they can be successful. Some of these guys are, you know, we got Matt Breida, Ryquil Armstead, Damien Harris, Jerick McKinnon, Anthony McFarland, and how about this guy, LaMichael Perrine, who no one is talking about. Real quick, I just gotta let you guys know about Monkey Knife Fight, which is the fastest growing daily fantasy sports game, where right now there's NBA, MLB, PGA, UFC, and WNBA going on right now. And their website is ridiculously user-friendly and easy to navigate through. If you sign up today using my promo code FFLOVERS, you will get up to a $50 match on your first deposit. That's free money. Sign up today and join the fun that Monkey Knife Fight has to offer. Because as of right now, you're missing out. I'll go even more into detail on a couple of these guys on another podcast. For instance, like guys like Armstead and Perrine, to explain their situations a lot better and why I love them so much. But, you know, let's look at some of the other values that no one is really looking at. And it's nice to have that type of edge on the competition. You know, guys like Mike Davis or Reggie Bonifon, who back up CMC. You know, whoever wins that battle is in an amazing situation where, you know, if CMC happens to get COVID, it's also, you know, you're looking at that workhorse type of load. I mean, given their offense isn't going to be that good, more than likely, you know, if you look at their O-line just in general. But, you know, it's that volume that you're going to be getting in the passing work, in the, you know, the red zone. You know, you're getting it all, no matter who wins that backup job. And also some other guys that are worth to mention. You know, you got guys like Ito Smith, Deion Lewis, and Giovanni Bernard. You know, that no one's talking about. And no one, unless you're in a, you know, a super deep league, are snagging these guys. You know, so you can go and get them to solidify your top-tier players and get these handcuffs for yourself. And now I know it's hard to put a guy that, you know, on your roster that you know has no value, pretty much, unless injury happens or COVID happens. But here's the thing. If it does happen, one, you don't have to worry about having to grab him off the waiver wire, and you have to be the one that wins. And two, then it becomes an easy plug and play for you. You know, there are just things to think about as this is going to be the wildest year for fantasy and for sports in general, as we're all learning together as we go. And there's no specific guidelines as to, like, what should be done or, like, who should I fill my bench with? You know, a ton of backups, like what I'm saying right now? Or do I go and get, you know, some nice depth pieces at, like, the wide receiver or tight end position?
Hey guys, sorry for the interruption, but I just have to let you know about Thrive Fantasy. It's a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. And you only have to choose half of the players given to you for the lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The riskier the pick, the more points you get. Rack up the points to win a share of the prize pool. Also, use promo code FFLOVERS, no space, when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the app or Play Store or simply by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today.
It's tough. It's going to be a tough year. But if you've already drafted, like, you know, I've done with a ton of leagues already, I recommend looking at who's on the waiver wire, especially for redraft teams, because guys like Darrington Evans, Jalen Richard, or even Jamal Williams haven't been picked up. I mean, first you want to pick up guys who are year backups, you know, like if available. If you have CMC, no one generally has your backup. But if you have Aaron Jones, someone probably has A.J. Dillon. But they don't have, you know, that pesky touchdown vulture veteran in Williams. So just go and take a look at your options, see who's available. And, you know, lastly, if you haven't already started your league, have that shit pushed back. Because it's just getting wild around here, you know. Like Damian Williams, you know, the news breaking out of him opting out, which I hate for the fact that, you know, that just means he's going to be there for Clyde Edwards-Hilaire's second year, which is way worse than his rookie year. I'd rather just get him out of the way in that rookie year and get that learning curve over. But now it's going to be going into year two for CEH, which just takes away a crap ton of value for me for him in Dynasty. Unless they decide to cut Williams, which could also happen, but you know, you just never know with players, with teams and how the organizations are thinking right now. Also, you know, you look at LeSean McCoy, who just signed with the Bucks, also, which in my opinion is huge, as you know, he's a savvy vet with some talent left in the tank and doesn't need much time of preparation to be ready for the season. You know, as for Jones and definitely Vaughn, who aren't great or prepared for pass protection, you know, McCoy can easily slide in on that role and fill that void. You know, pretty much AKA giving the comfort to Brady and Arians, knowing McCoy and knowing what he can do. So just wait for all this news to come out. You know, let it all kind of... You know, I'd recommend waiting till after this coming weekend. You know, because today is actually when we're finding out who all players are going to be opting out, at least for to where the season doesn't count against them. That's another thing you have to put in, you know, to your thought process of drafting. Like, and I've already done it beforehand. Like, I've already drafted, like, Dalvin Cook and Joe Mixon in a couple leagues. But guys like that who are on a contract year, who don't really have a, aren't on a prove it year. You know, they're not proving that they are, like, they're not one of the top tier guys. They already got that in the bag. The only thing is that they just got a year left. And that new thing that came out about, I want to say the CBA said this, that if you play week one and you play throughout all training camp, that it's going to count as a year accrued towards your contract. So that they're going to be able to hit free agency next year if they do that, which is kind of scary. Because, you know, you're drafting these guys with high hopes and, you know, they probably play the first week and they might kill it for you. And you're just like, oh, yeah, this is my guy. I'm a genius. And then, you know, then they sit out for the rest of the season or until they get a new contract. So this whole situation is just up in the air. I'm honestly going for the safest plays this year. That's how I'm rolling with it. Like, I'm going for guys like Josh Jacobs in the first round, or even guys like Miles Sanders right now, who's actually, I believe he's going to be in a prominent role. They're probably not going to use a committee anymore. Like, I'm dead set on it now. So go for safer guys like that who aren't going to be fighting for a contract, who aren't at an injury risk, or just anything. Like, they're just the safest plays to have. So that's what I'm recommending. That's all I got left for this show. I hope you guys enjoyed. Once again, if you guys are listening to this on a podcast, on Apple or on Spotify, please follow, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And if you haven't done so already, I'm also starting a YouTube channel. And I also have merchandise out there for you very avid fans of mine who really enjoy listening to this crazy ideology and thought process of fantasy football from me. I appreciate you guys so much. Go to my Instagram and you'll be able to hit all the links on my bio, and you can find anything and everything that I've got going on. And that's at Fantasy Football Lovers on Instagram. And take care. See you. Talk to you guys soon.